Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket. If you're listening on your radio dial, appreciate that. 93.7 at theticketfm.com. Online, if you're sitting in your cubicle at work here on a hump day, or if you're on mobile, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, up and rolling for you, wherever you are in the world, as well as our free 93.7 The Ticket app, which I believe now has video capability. And then Allo Channel 961, if you're sitting at home. Thanks for firing us up. Drop a line here on our text line, 402-464-5685. Let me know how it is you're listening to the show. And here's the thing, guys. We only got 49 minutes and counting till we get you out to the CHI Health Center in Omaha for volleyball tonight. If there's something on your mind that you haven't heard talked about over these last few days, as Nick Sainert and I have been out calling some state baseball, let me know. What's in the news that you haven't heard a take on? Give me what you want to hear. We'll get to it over the course of the next 49 minutes. You can do that via a text on the Sartor-Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. Or if you're watching on stream, drop a comment wherever it is you're watching. It'll pop up. I'll see it and we'll get to it. Old School, of course, brought to you by our great friends at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Guys, they've got two Lincoln locations now. The first one at 84th and Havelock. The other down at 30th and Yankee Hill. And hey, that's a good spot. We will be out with a remote broadcast at Scissors and Scotch down there by this Mercado location. So hey, here's what you do. You go in, you get your hair cut, you get your beard trim, you have a sip of something at Scissors and Scotch, say hi to us while you're down there. And then before you leave, it's going to be a perfect day. We're manifesting it. You grab some meat from the Mercado at 30th and Yankee Hill. You go home looking good. You go home feeling good. You go home and you eat good. Fire up your grill, cook some of the meat from the Mercado, and hey, Omaha friends, you're not left out either. There's a location for y'all up at 168th and Maple. Middle of the fourth inning in Seattle. Kansas City Royals trail the Seattle Mariners 1-0. Mariners loaded the bases, score a run on an error by Adam Frazier. He's in the starting lineup instead of Mikel Garcia today. Normally, we would be carrying this Royals day game, even though it is out on the West Coast. The reason we're not, of course, being the Pro Volleyball Federation semifinals and finals tonight kicks off with Atlanta and Grand Rapids first serve at 6. Pregame coverage starts at 5. Supernovas will follow about half an hour after the conclusion of that Atlanta and Grand Rapids game. But yeah, the Royals trail 1-0 in the middle of the fourth inning. It's Alec Marsh on the bump for the Royals. Brian Wu, guy who I didn't know existed until today for Seattle, only one hit through those first four times at the plate for the Royals. We'll keep you posted on that over the course of the next hour. Again, 402-464-5685. If there's anything on your mind that you want to talk about, whether it's been in the news, whether it's a thought you've had in your brain for a while, let me know. I'm flexible over these next 46 and a half minutes. Man, I just vamped for 2.5 minutes, killed 2.5 of the 49 minutes. Let's turn our attention to Big Ten football. The Athletic put out a piece just breaking down the quarterback rooms in the Big Ten. of course, the expanded Big Ten. So we're just going to go through all of these schools alphabetically. That's the way they're listed on the Athletic's article on the website. So if you're with me on the Athletic, have this list pulled up. If not, hey, that's why you're here listening on the radio, and I'll give it to you. First team listed alphabetically in the Big Ten, of course, is Illinois. Three players returning in the quarterback room, Luke Altmaier, Donovan Leary, and Cal Swanson. Altmaier seems like the no-doubt starter here, right? Started last year, 1,800 yards, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Altmaier did have a concussion, so a quarterback that's now off the roster, started a few games, but as long as Luke Altmaier is healthy, he seems like the shoe-in starter at Illinois for Brett Bielema. On to Indiana. Only one quarterback returns, Taven Jackson. Played a little bit, not a whole lot last year. They lose Brock Lowry to Western Michigan, but most importantly for Indiana, they bring in Curtis Rourke. Maybe not the brother that his player was, but Curtis Rourke himself had a solid enough career up at Ohio. He transfers in for year one of the Kurt Cignetti era. Cignetti, of course, makes his way to Bloomington from Harrisonburg. He was the head coach of James Madison. Heck of a year for the Dukes. Got College Game Day out there, but Kurt Cignetti, excited to see what he's able to do for Indiana. Rourke, five seasons at Ohio. He was the 2022 MAC Offensive Player of the Year, 7,600 passing yards, 50 touchdown passes in his career. Let's take a pin in it. Go to the text line here. Jesse the Plumber says, allegedly some baseball cheating. So this year, coaches and catchers are using wireless headset communication. Apparently, one team had someone in the stands tuned into the same frequency, listening to pitch calls and relaying it to the hitters using whistles. The team that you mentioned here, Jesse, I don't want to throw them under the bus in case this is unfounded. Nick and I saw this team a couple times over the last handful of days. I made it through one full game with this team and then another about half of the game. I can't verify what it is you're saying from the game that we saw at Tal Anderson Field that this team played in, because that press box was incredibly insulated, incredibly soundproof. That's why the broadcast might have sounded a little different yesterday. I hope you guys still appreciated the calls that Nick had all day. I joined him in the afternoon. It's just different without a crowd mic. We couldn't even open the windows, no ability. It's not like, you know, Nick and I weren't trying to find a way to pipe some crowd noise in, tried a couple different chords. We just weren't able to get it. So I can't verify that there was someone, you know, tapped into the radio frequency and whistling, right? So I can't confirm or deny that. I will say, though, if it's this team, didn't exactly light it up offensively. Still fooled by plenty of pitches. Approach wasn't perfect. Plenty of miscues. So if there was cheating going on, either they're not cheating well enough or it's just poor recognition, poor execution. The bigger issue to me is if there are fans that have figured out the radio frequency, because you're right, there is the wireless headset communication. We had a situation in a game last night where a catcher was frustrated that he dropped a ball on a tag that would have been an out at home plate. He slammed his helmet on the third baseline and had some trouble picking it up and putting it back together. A piece came loose, a piece got chipped. I think this would have been, there's another game where in the first inning, one of the catchers had some issues with the communication. I don't know if the battery went out, it wasn't fitting in his ear right, it was just static, frequency was wrong, I don't know. It definitely hasn't been a perfect system here through, you know, the first few handful of days of using the wireless communication. I do, generally speaking, like that Nebraska has adopted this. And this is something that Nick and I don't know if this conversation ever made it to air or if this was just between innings that we were talking about this. I don't know how many other states in high school baseball are using wireless headset communication, but the next thing I'm curious to see is the pitch clock. It came to Major League Baseball a couple of years ago, has been a big boon, and Nebraska prep baseball talent is darn near elite, right? No, there's maybe not the depth of prospects in a California, a Texas, a Florida, you know, even Nevada, warm weather states, Arizona, come to mind. But Nebraska prep baseball talent has been really good for a
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Long time, I think, is starting to get some of the respect it deserves. So if Nebraska wants to continue to push players to the Division I college ranks, if Nebraska wants to continue to have guys get a look even out of high school in the MLB draft, I think a pitch clock is next to come. I would love to see Nebraska be on the forefront of integrating a pitch clock, which you can do at least at Werner Park, at the very least, because they're they have that little scoreboard, right, for the Storm Chasers games. The pitch clock is there. Just got to have someone to operate it. When it comes to wireless headset communication, that is always the risk that an earpiece gets left around. Someone picks it up, that someone manages to, you know, I don't say hack into the frequency. That makes it sound a lot more high tech than I think it is. But, you know, tap into it. Just bring a little radio and scroll through till you hit it. Or, you know, there's a radio app on your phone that I'm sure you can find it on. And some of that is preventable, right? There, you know, with a higher level of investment, maybe you can get, you know, an encrypted channel or two encrypted channels to go back and forth with. Because I don't quote me on this, but actually, let me just not even speak out of turn. Let me ask, is this wireless headset communication provided by the NSAA or is it on a school-by-school basis? Because if it's provided by the NSAA, what I would do would be to just keep, like, you know, two, maybe three earpieces in each dugout for these state tournament games. Obviously, have an official standing by at the start and the end of the game. Make sure that all of them are there, all of them are functional, and probably most importantly, that all of them are returned at the end of the game. Because I'd like to think that the NSAA could, you know, use some resources and set up a couple of encrypted channels, right, where the general public can't tap into it. But there's a story, I don't know if it's apocryphal or legitimate, that in a Northwestern football game, back when Pat Fitzgerald was the head coach, I think it was one of his assistants started to hear the calls and the discussion between the opposing coaches. So instead of keeping that headset running, Pat Fitzgerald, you know, had his assistant turn that headset off, not just use it, but turn it off and run down to the opposing coach's box and say, hey, you guys might want to look into this. We're catching your signals. This is where I love teams looking for a competitive advantage, right? I love the teams that are better able to adapt to this new method of communication and pitch calling might have a leg up. They're more comfortable with it. It's less of an adjustment for them. But it's also where you hope that parents aren't springing up and getting in the way, right? I know that youth baseball parents don't always have the best rap. You know, football is what it is on the 7-on-7 scene. AAU basketball parents are what they are. But I feel like for the longest time, the group of parents that have gotten the worst rap are the travel baseball parents, which eventually turned into, for the most part, high school baseball parents. There's a very fine line between it's just a game and find every advantage you can to win. This is the state tournament. Some careers are made here. Some careers are broken here. It's the reality of the situation. Even though it's, you know, quote unquote, just Nebraska State baseball, it still means a lot. It's a state championship. That's a big deal. That's a name in a record book. That's a name in a history book. Those are memories for a lifetime. So it's more than, oh, it's just a game. But at the same time, is it really so serious that if there is an adult in the crowd working hard to find the right radio signal to relay and whistle in the signs to the team, we have to be better than that. We have to be better than that. Just as a sports watching society, if we cannot use technology with a modicum of respect, if we are going to disrespect the game in year one, we don't deserve state baseball. And that would suck. That would suck. State baseball is awesome. I haven't been to a whole lot of it in my life. I really appreciate Nick letting me hop in the booth with him. I had a blast calling games. We appreciate you ticket listeners, for listening to the games, still showing interest and keeping up on it. We appreciate our sponsors sending us out to these games, giving us the opportunity to call these games. At some point, the adults have to be adults. They have to take that step back themselves. The NSAA cannot legislate parents out of the game, right? At some point, if you're going to try that hard to work around the rules, to get the edge by, oh, I'm going to be that sneaky parent who, oh, I'm just cheering for my kid, I'm just whistling. Well, number one, that takes probably a lot more planning and a lot more work and hassle than it's worth, right? And then you have to tell your kid, and then your kid has to tell the rest of the team, and either you have to get it approved by the coach or you have to find a way to get around the coach. Because I would hope that the coaches, if they heard this going on, would themselves have enough integrity to say, even if we have this advantage, we're not going to use it because that is against, obviously, the letter of the law. Like Drew said, it's straight up cheating. It is, right? If we're going to get mad at the Astros for banging on trash cans, we need to get mad at, again, if this is true, which I cannot confirm, if there is cheating going on in terms of, you know, finding the radio signal and whistling down, that's a problem. That's cheating. It needs to be stopped. But there's only so much the NSAA can do, right? Are you going to have an NSAA official monitoring every section? Will they even know what to look for if you think that's a, you know, a tenable situation? No. At some point, you have to trust the adults in the room to be the adults in the room. I know DP loves to say that. And if you are the adult in the room, be better if you're doing this. That's my plea to you. Don't ruin this for the rest of us, right? You're not just ruining it for the opponent in your kid's game or in your school's game. If this is happening, if there's whistling going on after being tapped into the radio broadcast for earpiece communication, you are not just ruining it for your opponent. Because if this gets found out, the easiest, simplest thing for the NSAA to do is say, to prevent this problem from happening again, we're getting rid of the communication, which would set Nebraska prep baseball back. Because then, maybe it's just a small advantage, but this technology is proliferating. It's becoming more and more common across the country. Obviously, we know it's at Major League Baseball, and they're experimenting with the little wristbands, the pitch comms, and there's the earpiece communication. I think it's made its way to the college ranks. So if Nebraska can be on the forefront of wearing the earpieces, of getting that communication from the coach to the catcher, putting the sign down for the catcher to the pitcher, don't mess that up for Nebraska prep baseball. It's something the state can hang its hat on. I promise you. I promise you. If this is going on and it gets found out who this person is, they deserve to be a pariah. Do not ruin Nebraska State baseball for everyone else just because you want to see your kid win a state championship. There are better ways to do it. There are more honest ways to do it. No doubt about it. That came from, who was that text? I think it was Jesse that texted that in. Yeah, Jesse. Jesse the plumber. I appreciate you texting that in. appreciate your appreciation of us doing the games. No games tomorrow. We just had the one game today as Lincoln East beat Millard South to move on to the state title game. But we will have the Class A and Class B state championship games on Friday. Drew in Wahoo raises a point as well. It's usually never the kids. Parents, honestly, adults are usually the problem in most of these situations in high school athletics. Ain't that the truth? I don't know what it is, but Drew, you are spot on with that. We'll take a break. We're about halfway through Old School, just a 1 hour show with Pro Volleyball Federation semifinals tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Austin Norman, back after this short break.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.